afternoon, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Akeem Johnson, 295-648.
Mr. Johnson, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on June 19th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there, stepping among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one present today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are all five board members present to participate in your hearing this afternoon. And they are, to my right, to your left, that is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Next to him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And on the other side of Mr. Neal is the Honorable Mr. Rui Kawanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair this afternoon, sir. We also have in the room with us this afternoon the gentleman that you must be able to see now if this machine will work. And there he is. That is the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. Mr. Johnson and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or do you so affirm? Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner?
I do.
Mr. Johnson, as I indicated before, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report to your pool residence at Transitional Ribbon Community, that is at 843 West Thurber Road there in Tucson, on or about March 14, 2017, and verbally or written directed on March 14, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, that she was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Johnson, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Agreed.
Okay, I made the motion, and I guess I just give Ms. Rittenhouse, she seconded it. The Honorable Mr. Kawanis agreed, the Honorable Mr. Neal agreed, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson agreed. Now, sir, we're going to prepare to go into phase two of the hearing. And in phase two, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. Once we get that information, then we're going to come back and talk with you for a while, sir. So at this time, we're going to request the Honorable Mr. Turner to give us some background information. Mr. Turner, sir?
Mr. Johnson was released from ADC on 3/14/2017 and arrested on 4/17/2018 by the Kylene PD in Texas on new felony charges of forgery. He was returned back to ADC on 5/27/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/17/2018 with 399 absconding days. Current conviction, 2014, fraudulent schemes, artifacts, 3 years. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. He has a mental health score of 2 and a substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with disorderly conduct, drugs, possession, manufacturing, and intoxicants noted. Other arrests. 2006, robbery, Texas juvenile probation. 2010, child/adult abuse, Texas felony conviction, state prison. 2010, theft of vehicle, Texas County Jail. 2013, domestic violence, Texas misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2014, forgery, Texas pending charges. 2014, forgery, Texas pending charges. Has a GV score of G3V4. Status of charges, per jail staff, offender was time served on his local charge. However, there are still two active non-extraditable warrants, one out of Travis, Texas, one out of Georgetown, Texas.
Okay, so there are two pending warrants somewhere in Texas, local places in the great state of Texas. Okay, Mr. Johnson, we do take note that when you were released, if you were released back to transitional living here in, down in Tucson, and then apparently you just kind of disappeared down in Texas. So what happened, sir? Why did you leave Arizona to go to Texas, sir?
A few days after I got out, my uncle, well, my grandpa died like a year before I got out, and the lady that he married wasn't actually my grandma, but a little bit after that, my uncle had, like, viciously attacked her, like, with a hammer and did all that. I was in Hammond, Louisiana, and, like, due to that, my mama told me that she had a hole in her heart that she was going to have to get surgery on, and that's when I, like, just went back, like, instead of asking permission and getting recognized that my family was having problems, I shouted and, like, went out there basically being selfish on my own terms.
Did you attempt to get a compact, an estate compact? Did you talk to your CO3 about trying to get to Texas legally or to Louisiana legally, or you just, because of the challenges, you just left, sir?
Because of the challenges with my family, I had just left, but I didn't know anything about an estate compact.
Now, you don't have to even talk about this now, but you say that your grandmother or your step-grandmother or somebody hit somebody. What was wrong with your family? That was just family challenges? I guess we all have challenges in our families, so it was just some challenges going on in your family. As I say, you don't have to comment on that one. It just caught my interest when you mentioned that, sir.
I mean, yes, like to me, like, she, like, played an important role in my life because, like, I didn't know my real grandma, so she was the only lady that I know as my grandma, and I mean, like, I love her a lot, so when that happened like that, it just, like, made me kind of freak out and went back to see if she was okay.
And your grandfather, he died of natural causes. Did I hear you correct, sir?
He died of cancer.
No, he died of cancer, yes, sir. Well, please accept our condolences with the passing of your grandfather.
Yes, sir.
Now, down in Texas, so what were you doing? Did you have any employment, or what were you doing?
This place called Select Express. It's like we deliver baby furniture and put it like baby beds, gliders, chairs for pregnant women. We put those together and deliver them.
And what were you doing in Arizona? It seemed to me, just based on what I heard from the Department of Corrections and Mr. Turner, much of your criminal history was down in Texas. So why did you come out to Arizona, sir?
I mean, I was passing through. That's basically being young and dumb.
So you were just passing through Arizona and got in trouble and didn't make it back to Texas until you absconded?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when do we let you out now, or you get out in September? What are your plans for the future? You're going to Texas, or you're going to, well, I guess you're going to have to go because they have those warrants, but once you get those warrants straightened out down in Texas, what are your plans, sir?
Well, I do plan on, getting the job, and I started to turn my life over to God and stuff because of the way I was living. I realize that now that, nobody ain't gonna help me, I'm gonna help myself, and I need to better myself for my kids and my family.
How many kids you have, sir?
I have three of my own, and my wife has five.
Okay. And where are your kids today? Arizona, Texas?
They're in Texas.
Okay. So all your family's in Texas. You're the only one here in Arizona, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I guess, those 399 days, I guess you were found in Texas trying to do what you felt was right at the time, but unfortunately you just was not following the policies of the state of Arizona or the state of Texas. At this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. Distinguished board members, any questions for Mr. Johnson? I don't see any questions coming from other board members, Mr. Johnson. However, this is your hearing, and as part of what we do here in Arizona, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I'm sorry for, like, any trouble that I caused, like, while I was out or while I was in the Department of Corrections, and I hope that I can get a second chance to prove myself better than what I did the first time.
Thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. May sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves. Here in the state of Arizona, we have something called the open meeting laws. Therefore, we will be talking about your case for the first time, the five of us for the first time, and following our discussion, then we will make a decision. You can listen. We encourage you to listen. Stay on the phone. Don't hang up, and you will hear everything that's being said, as well as the final decision of this board. So now the board is going into discussion. Mr. Johnson, I find it a very interesting gentleman, young man, and there's something just didn't click. He was here in Arizona, and then certain things happened down in Texas with his family, and he just left Arizona, went to Texas, and did not return to Arizona until he was picked up and brought back to Arizona. I feel for Mr. Johnson, but I just cannot condone what he did. I've been away for 399 days. That's just too much, even if I wanted to be sympathetic towards him. I just would not at this time, because the one has the CO3, or not CO3, but the parole officer must know where they are at all times. If they're running 99 days, they didn't know where Mr. Johnson was. Therefore, I'm not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Johnson did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, as discussed and outlined in warrant number 2017-W1230. And inasmuch as he did abscond for some 399 days outside of the state of Arizona, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second. Agreed.
The motion by myself, seconded by Honorable Mr. Cornelius this time. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be out from, well, out of Arizona. I can't say you're going to be out because we don't know what's coming down in Texas, but as it relates to Arizona, you're going to be out come September the 17th of this year. Good luck, and we hope that you can get things worked out in Texas, and if you will not end up in the criminal justice system again down in Texas or in the state of Arizona, and that you will be a good father, a good husband for your family, and we wish you the best, sir. And your hearing is over. Thank you so much for your participation, and please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.